Let's quickly go through the Mishnah again. We started yesterday, but let's just get our head around it. So we'll understand the Gemara today. Look at the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi tells us a story. Maisa betenek is an incident with a girl. Left Yudal on the base. She yordul lemalas mayim and ayin. She went to draw water from a spring. Venenes. She was raped. Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri ruled. Im roiv anshei ha'ir. If most of the people in that city, Masin Lakuna, are prestigious people and they're able to marry a Koyin, then even somebody raped her, probably came from the Ra'iv, Harezu Tenasi Lakuna, Shilachat Chilala marrying a Kutukuna. Okay, says the Gemara, Omele Rav Nachman. But he requires, what he needs here is a Ra'iv. He needs a Ra'iv people that are kosher. If Ra'iv people were not kosher, he wouldn't believe. Says the Gemara asks, Abyeche Menuri Da'ama Kaman. It seems to be a third opinion. Iker Rabbi Gamliel, who in the past few previous few missions says that why do we believe her? There it's talking about that even though Rav Upsulin, still we believe her. She's an engaged woman, so obviously most people are puzzled. I feel but Upsulin, now me machshi, he doesn't care about the Rav, he always trusts her. Because we're making a chalaka. Iker Rabbi Shua, I feel but Rav Shein, now me puzzle. Rabbi Shua, hold, I don't need a Rav, it's always puzzle. Even the Rav Shein, it's still puzzle. It's still puzzle. As the Gemara says, Taisha already asked, what's going on here? She's not saying burying the whole. Why are you bringing in the freeze cases? She was always raped by. So Taisha basically says it's talking about a case where she did say bury. And she did say bury.
Well, the bury is what?
Sorry?
That the person who raped her was Kosher Kahuna.
Mm-hmm.
He was from one of those.
I know this. He was a rabbi of the town. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, something like that. So she knows him, yeah. Okay. So the first answer in Taisa is going to be that Shitaka doesn't say body, and we need Taka to raise for that reason. And the second answer in Taisa is that she did say body. Okay, let's go to the Marvel C. So to the top of the page. We're just talking about you this morning.
We missed you. That's
the Bikroinei shel Tzipori haya. Literally, the wagons of Tzipori, you know, when people came traveling in. So there were two roifs. The Mishnah is talking about there are two roifs. Suddenly, we have a new concept here now. As if to say that even Rabbi Shua, who says you don't believe a woman is one roif, but two roifs, everyone agrees that you believe her, that she is innocent. Uked Rabami, like Rabami said, Rabami said, who shahoises here? There were two raivs. The locals were all kosher, the majority. And there were a number of people that traveled into the city. The Kreina Shel Tzipori, and the seasons when all these people came in, the tourists or whatever, the buyers, the shoppers. So therefore there were two raivs of Kshedim, and that's why we say that she's all right. Okay, this we're up to. Rabiana, like Rabiana, 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 Niv Eles Bekreina, if she was, whatever, had relations in one of the wagons. Ksheda lekuna, she's kosher to kain. Bekreinus like that inside one of the wagons. Ela nivelas b'shas kreinus. If she was nivel at the time of the kreinus, and everyone is made that two raves, we trust her. She's ksheda lekuna, she's kosher lekuna. Look, Rashi, three lines in the top. B'shas kreinus, shashayaras boysli. When all these wagons come to the city, ksheda lekuna. Kedigam avuhu shehoyisa siya shabede adam ksheidim oyvedesham. There's a group of people that were also kosher. The iklamemus shemhemai came from them. Says but what happens? I will pidish echad mitzipoidi if somebody from the town of Tzipoidi, a local from the town, so there's only one raiv ubal and had relations with a woman, then avlachtuki. We're not sure what the status of the child is. So one raiv is not enough. We need two raivs. Kiha, similarly, the chi also ravdimi amazidi. Ravdimi came along and said, name Zidi, name Rabchanina. But I'm others say amazidi, Rabchanina. Zidi himself said it. Name Chanina. Holchin acharev. He made a comment. You follow the majority of the city. Ve ain holchin acharev. See, you don't follow the majority of the incomers. Then you want to clap your lie. What are you talking about? Towards what are you talking about? Tulchei punk faket. Hani naidi. The people who are coming in are kosher is a stronger raiv than the locals because the locals lechei are like kvua. They're fixed in the city. Mashenkin. People are coming in are a raiv. So which raiv is stronger? Because we know when you're fixed called kvua kemech samechzadami. Anything which is like. Sitting in one place, we have Xerza Kasa, we'll see them more later, is like Mechza Mechza. So, which is a stronger Reiv? The incoming people, they're called the Parish Meruah Parish. So, what do you tell me, the Dafka, the Reiv local, not the Reiv Seer? Hani Naidi, Hani Kviya, Vekaimir. Those people are moving, these people are stable, are sitting in one place. You're right, this is what he meant to say. You follow the majority of the city, the locals, but who the Iko Reiv Seer Bahada? You need a second Reiv with it, the Reiv Seer. One Reiv is not enough, you need two Reivs. The ain holchin achar reiv ha'ir grei dosa because it's not strong enough. The loy achar reiv sigur dosa, nor can you go along the reiv of the people coming in. Why not? That's a strong reiv. My timer. What's why? Taka, do you need two roivs? Gzeira roiv siya otter roiv ear. If we're going to follow the roiv incoming, next time people think what's a chilik? They don't understand the difference in which roiv. We'll follow roiv locals, and that's no good. And I will see in a minute why not. Let's do Rashi. Avot pishah mizapoyde. The adin vadim in Iran. He was in the city. Avot pishah mizapoyde. Yisharubim was in the kosher city. You have a lot of shtukid. The bechadru b'leyachshe. One roiv not enough. And the Gemara will say, why is one roiv not enough? Because we're goyis. It's exeded that what? That if you're going to follow this roiv, you can follow the other roiv, which is no good. Who's Kerav Dimikan? His name is, I mentioned, El Zaidi Omer Abchanin. There have been in today Rubik. The father's name is two roivs. He'll hoich rach a roiv. He'll hachshe. Vein hoich rav siya. Ke goyim amokam rochim. You're further out of the city. The Bavadi Majzi Havi happened from over from the people in the wagons. A machshir nois. I feel a Rubik. She most kosher. The kashan klapi lai doesn't make sense. Connected eifah doves as hoiver towards. What is it leaning towards? Hani naidi roiv siya naidi. V'yesh lahal b'chav shul after roiv. V'hani shli kiviv. I mean the kama we'll learn later on. Kol kavua kemech samachtanami. I feel ain't shem ele echad psula. Even if there's only one puzzle, it ruins the whole thing. So we mean to say v'loy achar roiv siya. So we don't follow that roiv either. V'hachi gamen in hoch achar roiv siya levada. Koshkin achar roiv siya levada. My time, why not achar roiv siya loi? Because gzeirat roiv here, the kiviv is kavua. Fading mother back to the mother. So you're telling me the only reason why we don't follow a single rave of Sia, which is strong, because next time you follow the rave here, which is weak, because it's kavua. Fading mother, huh?
With the case of the meat, right? So the kavua.
We'll get to, you'll get in a second.
No, because what I'm saying is, can't you say that the he's this person?
We'll get to in a second. Let's get in the city. Sound. 1 second. You're the tell him.
Hold that thought.
Freddy Gemara, even the city, you learning that somehow or another, if it's sitting in the city, it's a kavua. It doesn't work that way. Even in the city, if he leaves his house and he goes to her house, it's called the parish. And we go back to the rule of Rav. So why tack in the city? Do you say we don't follow? That's what you want to ask. Why didn't you say we don't follow? It's called the parish, rule of parish. And Gemara, you're right. It's not that the city is fixed and the whole city is in a kavua. You're right. If somebody leaves the city and the meat leaves the store, it's called a parish, a real parish. She went to him. He is the one who caused the Aveda, but he's fixed in his place. She went to him. So where's the suffix? In his place. And because the suffix, who is he? And so because the suffix is in his place, that's kavua. Davila kavua. So we're goyze in the city. That's like a double gzera. We're goyze in the city, the rave, if you leave the house, in case she leaves the house and goes to him, and that's a kavua. Kavua kemechta mechta. So the whole city, we don't follow the rave. And then we also don't follow the rave see as well.
They went out somewhere because the well is theoretically just at the edge of the city, outside the city. And that's
yeah, but we made a gzera that a rave see is not good enough. We need two raves.
Yeah, but I'm saying, even if
that's a rave see. So the Rav sees, well, so the not, closest it's city, the closest city next by.
You're saying is the city where she lives and the city where the Rav is.
Not the city. No. Yeah, that city is a Kshelim, the Rav city, yeah.
Right?
Plus the people traveling there around that time.
Yeah, but people that's traveling.
The Shas Kronos. It was the day of the market.
So therefore the Kronos are not regarded as having gone into the Kavua completely.
No, she's outside the city in the spring. So there's two Ravs now. It could have happened to somebody in the city. We don't know where it happened from. It could have happened to somebody in the city. Rav Akash or one of the travelers. We have two Ravs.
So in other words, when she went over Mayim, is she shared to the end of Mayim an answer? Is the answer at the Mayim or is she an answer on the way to the Mayim?
What's the difference? No difference. The neighboring city, makes no difference. Even inside the city is two roivs because the people just came in. Shas Kreinus, they all come into the city, so you have two roivs. Okay, but Omer Rav Zeira called Kavu Kemechta Mechta Dami Rashi. Rashi upachin a roiv inami I okar a baum the base he left his house but Ozlegab went to her house having night he moved the kaimlan called the parish and parish and Mishami answered ikka the okazigabai sometimes she goes to him lagasin and Mike yeshahai leches he ate etzlei she goes to him behavle kavua he's fixed hilchok and he's a suffix I feel about roiv chedim oy roiv ir oy roiv si I don't care how many apostle can I be sure Mishum the trei ruba achshir but two roivs were machshir now even I be sure who passels one roiv is made two roivs were machshir the lekel migs and midi so this is what we're saying I be sure. Yeshua is also made. Everyone's made of two rives works. Says the Gemara, me being Teruba, you come up with a whole new story. Now you need two rives. Let me ask you a question. Let's talk about the Teisha Chanuya. But Tanya, didn't we learn? Teisha Chanuya. There were nine stores, Kulan, Meichris, Basar, Shchuta. They were all selling Shachna flesh. And the Achaz, Meicheres, Basar, Nevela. And one of the stores was selling Treifa flesh. Now what happened was, you walked into one of the stores and you don't remember which one it is. So where did the Safi begin when you walked into the store? That is Kavua. And therefore, we had kol kuvu kemechza mechza, and it's asr, even though nine stores are kosher. V'lokach me'achas mehen me'inidei me'ezim me'lokach sveike asr. Because where did the suffix begin? Inside the store, where it was fixed, and kol kuvu kemechza mechza. However, uven nimtza, you found a piece of meat lying in the street. Halech achar ha'roiv. Then what you do is, you go after the roiv, because it's parish. Now, you just finished saying that we don't go after the roiv unless there are two roivs. Where are the two roivs here? The only way you'll answer me are two roivs here, b'she ein dalsis medina nulis. The doors of the city are not closed. And all the neighboring cities are all Yiddish yatkas. So they're all Yiddish butchers. So therefore, we'll say that why are the roiv, the two roivs, the local or the foreign, are all roiv of kosher? The cause of the Ruben Malma. But Omar Abzeda said that afapi, even though she dalsis medina nulis, even though the cities, of the gates of the city are closed, it doesn't bother us. One roiv is enough. I'm not sure what the question is. So you're asking a kasha and a moed. That's what Zidi said. But we hold you two rights. Abasi and all these hold you two rights. Abami. What's the kasha?
What's the first path here again that you're saying that you're going, if you're inside the store, so therefore it's kavua. Yeah. But in what way is it kavua?
Where did the suffix start? You came home, you don't remember which store you went into. Suffix is when I stood there and I bought it.
Even though you've now got the piece of meat, you're asking
the question. The suffix is start now.
Outside. Right, you bring to the level this piece of meat, right, so you're away from
and when
the
it's outside, when you find it in the street, then you
then
have
the suffix no, when you found it in the street, the suffix, the question is, when does the suffix begin?
When is it arrive?
When does the suffix begin? What's your relationship to you? Your relationship started when it's outside already, so that's already a potash. When you bought it and you brought it home, your suffix started when you bought it.
It's kavur.
Yeah. And for the money, right, you don't generally need two roivs. You know why over here we need two roivs? Maila asa b'yuchsi, you want to marry a kohen? For that, you need stronger proof than just an ordinary rive. You need two rives. Rashi, the luck of Bosom, Achim, and Boka Fuiz, and the Kavizaka plays, Sveiki, also the Chokul, Kimasa Matsami. Uvenim to Bosom, the industry found the street, Liadin, amazing, but you don't know where it came from. Halechacha, Rive, Hoyle, Vahabol, Fanenu, Leib, and Boka Fuiz, Lokha. You didn't buy it in a fixed place. Ukva Pirsha, Ideach, somebody else took it out, called the Potish, Meruba Potish. Because of the Ruma album, maybe the doors were open, gates were open. Most travelers who are Shochtim are kosher, Bolakan, Diketre Ruba Trey Rives, or most majority of the butchers around the whole country are eaten, Diketre Ruba, Rive Eva, Rive Dinah, then I am moving. Okay.
So now he's asking that if you just had, let's assume when you found this meat, when you went to find this meat, there was a day there wasn't a marketplace, anybody else coming, they're saying it shouldn't be enough.
That's
the
right.
Only time you should be able to have a double suffix is
two rives. According to what you said, yeah. So Ramzi, you're right, you don't need two rives. Only by Yuchsin, when you want to marry a Kayan, so you know, we need two rives. Gufa, let's analyze this whole concept. Omer Abzeda, this concept, what do we know from? The din replies, Bein Lekula, Bein Lekula. Not only were Machmir, that the Reiv says he should be Mekel, but we'll say that Mechza, Mechza, we're going to be Machmir. If the Reiv will say Lekula, so Mechza, Mechza is like a Reiv, we're going to be Machmir. But we're going to say that even Lekula, if we're going to say that the Reiv says to be Machmir, but it's a Kavua, we'll be Mekel, for example. So we're going to go through a number of cases and we'll work each one out. How does he know this chiddush? Here you have nine stores are kosher, one store is treif, and yet what do we say if you don't remember which store you bought it from? You can't eat it. But no, that's machmir. How do you know the mekel? All you know from there is that we're going to be machmir, that even though it's a miyat, but kavua will be machmir as if it's a reiv. That's only a chumrat. That means it's a suffix with machmir. You are paskening called kul kemechta mechse, which means that even the din has to be that even the kula we're going to follow this. Where do you see a case of a kula?
This is why you always take the receipt in the store. So when you get home and you have a suffix, you look. Oh, I bought it from someone.
Oh, that's it. Ella metisha tzvardim, the case of the nine frogs v'shedetz ech b'nei. You know there's only eight shlotzim in the metame, so the nine frogs and one shed is between them. Now you noga be'ech may touch one of them. Now if you go after the reiv over here l'chayde, you toy. The ena yedei be'ez men nogag sveiket tame. Your suffix is tame. I mean, even though there's only one shedetz here, but because it's kavur, they're all in one place. They're all fixed in their place. Not that they came to you. You went over to them and you touched them. So there's because of the kavur, kemechta mechzadami. And what? We'll say that as if you touch the tumah. Nu hasanam el chumah. What do you bring it out from there? Okay, instead of eats the tumah, but still it's the same idea. We're being machmir. Ella metisha shiratzitz vadecha. Exactly. It's kavur. Roiv should be tzvadeim and amatami. So roiv should be tar. Because it's kavua, we'll treat as if it's half and half. So suffering or machmir, say you are tummy. So what do we see there? You be tired because the nine that's fighting. It's Friday, and I'm not matamah you. So what are we doing now? As a result of this kavua, what are we doing now? We're going to be machmir. We're making you tummy. Fine. All that proves is we treat it like a suffix. If we want to treat this halacha like a vada, you need to prove that even when this, the outcome of this kavua will be lakula, we'll still follow that. So you must look. Let's see if I catch. Tisha shiratzim in svadeya. You have nine shiratzim in one svadeya. Menoga bechem, and you touch one of them. May there is menoga. So we say b'shus hayochid tzveika tummy. We have a rule by tummy. That every tumor we learn from Saita. That even the Shusha Yachid, like a Saita Shusha Yachid, we're metame. But in the Shusha Rabim, we say Tor. Shusha Rabim is like a Tor. Here we have Klor. If you follow Roy with Shrotzim, you should be tame. And yet, because of this Kavua business, we're going to say it's a Safik and Shusha Rabim is Tor. So we see you make Makel because of Kavua. Says, well, that's all fine and good. But that doesn't explain how we know that. So all we know, you brought me a Mishnah. So Zeta brought a Mishnah. But how's a Mishnah know this? To go as far to say that Kavua is Kemech, Samech, even the Kula. It's Rashi. Rashi, Elam teaches Rosh Svardeim. Toisef Tiba said Tara. Teaches Svardeim Meitzim, which is the Yochid. The Dinah Yochid is the Kain Tzav. Shu Doimel Svardeya. This little Tzav, which is similar to Svardeya. Maybe Kain Tzav or something. Beneim Venoga Bechem. It's Vegetamei. Elam teaches Rosh Svardeim. Afi Toisef Tiba said Tara. Vegetamei. It's the Yochid. It's Vegetamei. It's Rosh Svardeim. Alma Kemech to Dami Ulukula. Could you like Metzim? If not, we have Enkan Tzav Vitum. Elavada Tum. The Rubish Rosh Svardeim. Says Gemara, you're right. How do you know from the Teda? Says the Gemara, but the Reitzim is not high enough from the Teda. I'm a crow. The Pasuk said that if you hated somebody and you ambushed him, out of loy, the kamalal, he jumped him. So what do you mean, come love, you jumped him? Obviously, you jumped and him, what him? So we learn how the Marsan Edgen, ad sheyiskavin loy, until you actually had him in mind when you killed him. If you kill, you wanted to kill Reuven and you killed Shimon by mistake, are you chayiv misa or not? Because you wanted to kill, but you didn't have him in mind. So we're dashing from out of loy. Ever come a love that the person you killed is the person you had to have in mind. If you had someone else in mind, even though you had a mind to kill, you're not going to get punished. Achi is kavan loy, until you have him in mind. Okay, so the Rashi
Amakra. But you still have to run to in Miklata.
Yeah, but then in this case, they what do you call it? Take him out. The Philip Sukkim is to take him away then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
Pasuk
is for
Avav Loi,
and I think the next Pasuk is they come.
He has to run to the
Yod
HaMikvah,
but you come and take him from there because
he's
amazing.
Yeah. So now, Rashi, Amakra, Pratim, Miskam, Hadag, Zeb, he did kill him, he had him in mind. That's but right. If he didn't have a mind, then you don't get killed. Rabbanu disagreed. Rabbanu hold as long as he had a mind to kill him, I don't care what happened. So what did they do with this pasuk? Back to the Gemara. But Rabbanu Amri, you know what they do with the pasuk? Prat lezarek even legoy. There was a bunch of people standing there, goyim and yidden, and you throw a stone and you kill somebody. In this case, Rabbanu made that you are potter because you might have killed a goy. If you kill a goy, you are potter. So the Gemara, hey chidami, what are you talking about? Sorry. Yeah, goy inside. Goy means inside. Hey, what are we talking about? Elay, but they can teach you nine goyim, the echid is robin, and one e between them, and that's why you potter. But tape of the Rukinan, they're mostly goyim. Of course, you potter, you have the majority. Inami palga, palga, me tell me, it's a half and half, and you still potter. Again, you don't need a posse for that. Of course, you potter. Suffering the fascia is a huckle. Right? It's a vitzilo eda, you have to try to save them. Navas. Like, it's talking about the ike teacher, you said, a nine yidin here. We follow the laws of Rav. Who did he try to kill? A Yid. So according to Chachamim, he should get killed for trying to kill a Yid. The Havale Kanani Kavua, but there's one guy between them, and this guy is a Kavua fix. We call Kavua Kemechta Mechtadami, and every Kavua is Kemech. So what do we see from here? Lakula, we are going to save your life. Call Kavua is Kemechta Mechtadami, because one guy is fixed over there, so therefore you don't kill him at all. Tayshi already asked, he made the Tzorchin. So according to Shimon, how did you know this cancer called Kavua? Yeah.
So if in the street there are there's a few pieces of meat in the street with a Tesha Chanuyas and you pick one up, you say that those...
No, called the Pajaru Padish.
So why is this a Kavua?
Because the suffix there is... What's the suffix about the meat? Which store did it come from? Yes. There's going to be 100 pieces there. So the suffix started somewhere else, and it's not there where it's supposed to start. Here the goyim here, and the action happened right here. Where's the suffix start? Right here. Where it is Kavua. Here, by the meat, it's the question, where was the Shchita, where was it done? So the suffix didn't start here. Okay, so the Gemara Itmar. It's going to go later again. Itmar Rabchia Bar Ashi Omar Rab Rabchia Bar Ashi Omar Rab Halachik Rabbi Yisi. Sounds like that. What? That you need two rives. But Rabchanan Bar Rove Omar Rab Rabchanan Bar Rove says Hayroa Shohayz. It sounds like he's saying that generally you don't need two rives, and We're not sure exactly what he's saying. Generally, you don't need two rives. Over here, there was a hirah, shah, you need two rives. Or the other way around. That over here, taka, there was only one rive, and you're asking a question, what, or how does it fit in with any other tanaim? Here was a hirah, shah, that one rive should be enough. Let's see the Gemara. Yeah, must see, Rabbi, give me a question. It says, he's asking a question to Rab Chanan. You're saying it's a hirah, shah. That the, over here, you needed two rives. Sound like, this is what it sounds like. Everyone agrees that Mishnah's talking about two rives, like the Gemara explained. But one says, that's the halacha, you need two rives. Could my last be Yuchsin? And the other one says, no, here was a Hayra Shah. For some reason, this particular story, they needed two rives. That means everywhere else, for Yuchsin, you don't need two rives. Freddy Gemara, Sabiyemi asked a question to Rab Chanan. Will the Yuchsin, are you telling me generally, by Yuchsin, you don't need two rives? But tonight, we learned, Matsuba, Tinag, a Yiddish city, and going to live there as well. And you found a child lying in the street, mushlich lying there, im reiv ayve kechavim, if the majority of people say they are goyim, ayve kechavim, we'll treat the kid like a goy. Im reiv Yisrael, we'll treat you like Yisrael Yid. And mechza, mechza Yisrael. But if it's half and half, we'll also give him the leniency and treat him like a Yid. In what way, respect, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. Rav said, Loi Shonu, when do we say that the majority of Yidin are Yidin? When do we follow reiv, elalach yoyzei, to give him tzedakah and support him? Aval Yuchsin, but when it comes to marriage, like Claude Din Rav says that you don't follow a single rive when it comes to marriage, you need two rives. Hakab Chana says this whole thing is a harasha. Ushmul adds Lefakech Olav Zagal. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to also overturn. If there's an avalanche, you're allowed to overturn it because maybe this guy is a Yid. So Luchay Zakasha, Rashi. Motzabatin Mushlech, Mishnib says, Tadagab Ishi, sorry, my Vicham Dorba Yidin going to live there. Machsa Machdi Yisrael, the Kamifari Mushlech Luchay. If Machsa Machdi Yisrael, what do you mean Ravi Yisrael is Yisrael? What do you mean both? The Kamifari, my Ikabe Ravi Yisrael, what's the Chilik of Ravi Yisrael? We say it's like a Roy, like Yisrael. And Machsa Machsa, both of them say it's a Polo Gibchatra, you make two cases out of it. Lo Yishonim Ravi Yisrael, so when do we follow Roy? Velach Yose Bezin, Mitzuvin, Lefarnase Bezin has to feed him, Pshem Vechaya Chichimach, Aval Yuchsin Loi, Dim Basi, he's a girl, Asura Lekai, you don't follow Roy. If you lekel mechav shum is Sufi, even the case was not a Sufi, you can hand him in Masal Yuchsin, Mishul Tadamiya, Tali Sitka, Polakia, all the different things that are hanging on the child. If the kima hanging on the miyo chashin and we are chayish shema bas avi chami, okay, Yiddish mother, but maybe it's a goyish father. Well, the man named Yerpsul Lekuna, I feel like Tana Zuas, and the one who says that are Giyadis. Is pasuk kuna even this tan osel kuna today ruba bin yuchsin need two rives. Shmuel adds after the fechad gal b'shabbat chashbin leYisrael. So the chayde how can Rav Chana say it's only Hirosha? And for the gevara ishtamite you miss a subshat. Mishtamite had Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Kreina shall tzepori hayemaisa. No, that what Rabbi Yima you forgot that there were this mission also there were two rives. You're right. You always need two rives. No, so in other words, when the first one said the halach is like a Mishnah, he didn't learn like a Mishnah that one rive is enough. He meant the halach like a Mishnah, we learned two rives. No, but what about Rab Chana? Rab Chana said that's a Hayrasha. Very much Rab Chana bar Rav Adam Hayrasha Yekashik. It seems to say, okay, you tell me the Mishnah is talking about two rives. No, Rab Chana, now we have a problem. First, we thought the Mishnah was about one rive.
All these things are attributed to Rav.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my question. That's exactly my question. So, the first thing I thought, the Mishnah had one rive, so how can you pass in when he said he needed Yuchsin? Yuchsin, you need two rives. So then he's saying he's talking about two rives, so how can Rav Chana say it's on your Rosh Hashanah? And for the Gemara, ha, man, the Masna, ha, le Masna, it's a machlekes. Rav Chana learned the name of Rav, that this Mishnah is talking about one rive, and if we say he knows how your Rosh Hashanah, because generally speaking, you need two rives. And the one who said that Rav said that this Mishnah is talking about two rives, then it's not how your Rosh Hashanah, because that's the halach, you always need two rives. Rashi, Rav Chana, Barav, Damash, made Rav. Hayrasha, he said, "V'hasam terei ruba have a two rives." You come Hayrasha as if to say, but everywhere else, Avul Deit Lebini only two rives. Kasha, Hadir Rav Damar Avul Yuchsin Leirav. So that Yuchsin always need two rives. Amar Rav terei ruba boy. So he answered, "Lemasna the Amar Rav Yudam Rav Bekrenus the Poyde Havi Ma'aser." The first one who said that was talking about also name Rav. The Chad is that word. The Chad ruba have this Rav over here holds his one rive. Here come Hayrasha. He this Rav Chana bar Rav was the name of Rav. That is Hayrasha learned this Mishnah was talking about only. There was no Kronos in the name of Rav. There's only one rive, and therefore. Rosh generally need two. The other Rav says there were two. That's the, then you pass, and that's the normal way. Second one, right? Haguf, yeah, Guf, let's analyze. You said Motza, but when we found a kid lying in the street, Imrev, Ivy Chavim, the majority of people that said, I got you, I'm treating like a guy. Imrev, Yisro, majority of people that eating Yisro. And then you tell me, Machza, half and half, also like Yisro. Omar Rav, Loy Shon, Allah, you give life. the bezin should feed them. Avol yuchsin loy, not to marry. Shmulam lefakech lo vegal lechayde lefakech vegal. Even a miyut, mi amash shmul hachiv. I'm basing my rav yudam shmul ain hachiv good amaray. That if there's a slight chance that the person will live, and the way we're living right now, a slight chance the person is a yid, we already have to save him, not just machza machza. So what do you tell me? You tell me machza machza. This is about rave people in the city of goyim and miyut a yidin. You wouldn't save this child. Maybe it's a yid. And according to Shmuel, you don't in hochim be begonir acharayv. Ella ki itmo de Shmuel areichim. Shmuel says lefakech avgla. We're talking about roiv goyim, and still Shmuel says we're going to save him. Im roiv avgam am Shmuel lefakech avgla ain't a king. Taka with you like a goy, but now when it comes to Shabbos, because lefakech avgla is not so.
Another way of telling if you find the kid in the street, he's got a
breeze. But you can't see because it's under the pile. It's not an avalanche. You have to first take that avalanche off the sea.
House fell down on top of him. Are you allowed exactly. to save more Shabbos?
All this debris all around. Now the Gemara analyzes Im Reiv Eidu Kechavim. If most people instead of Goyim, we're treating like a Goy. Lemay Hichasa. In what way we're treating like a Goy? Omer HaPop. Why didn't we just say we don't have to feed him? Because we just said that even Machsa Machsa you don't have to feed him. Omer HaPapa, the Papa, La Hachilo in the Vedlus, you're actually allowed to feed him treif. Machza, machza, you're not allowed to feed him treif, because maybe he's a Yid. But the Rav Goyim, you're allowed to feed him treif. Im Rav Yisrael, Yisrael, if majority Yidin are Yidin, you're allowed to treat him like a Yid. What way do you treat him like a Yid? If half and half you treat him like a Yid, what do you mean majority like a Yid? Omer HaPapa, La Hachzil Le Aveda. Says the Papa, it means, the Papa says, to return a lost object. That you, you know, the din is you're not allowed to return a lost object to a goy. In fact, it's the chil Hashem l'man svoisa, unless it's a kiddush Hashem to give. L'man svoisa rovas atzmei. We learn that you're not allowed to give back a lost object to a goy. I'm not sure why you're more so upset. You're not allowed to give it back. But over here, that if we treat the majority of goyim, you're not allowed to give back. You're not allowed to give back. That's what he's saying here. Sorry, rovi saw you saw. Then you're allowed to give him back. Rovi saw you're allowed to give him back. Tate already asked l'chayda Shmuel holds ain hocham amanach rovi. So how come over here Shmuel doesn't argue l'chayda? You're saying if roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, you're allowed to give back aveda. But when it comes to money matters, Shmuel paskas ain hocham amanach rovi. So Tate says mechadish that when does Shmuel say ain hocham amanach rovi? The case in Baba Kama, case of the, in case what do you call it? And Hamaniach is where the animal. Most people buy an animal for working, so you need a tame animal. Some people buy an animal for slaughtering, so it doesn't matter if it's wild or not. He bought an animal, turned out to be it's wild, and he goes to the butcher, to the whatever the farmer, give me back my money. I can't work with this animal; it's a wild animal. Ain hocham amanach harayv. He didn't spell out you want dafke for working, so I thought you're from the meat, and I gave you. And that's the Shmuel Paskin, like Rav. So over there, the farmer received the money beheter. The money belongs to the farmer, so he has a cheskas heter, cheskas mammon. Now you want to take the money back. A roiv is not stronger than a cheskas mammon. That's what Shmuel holds. Over here, you found the money in the street. You don't have a cheskas mammon here. Why is the money mine? I found it. So it's not mine. There's no cheskas mammon, then Shmuel's meida, you follow the roiv. That's how the chesed learns from the chesed. Okay. Now he said, machza, machza, so half and half like a yid. Let me hear in what way? Omar Reish Lokish, when it comes to damages. Hey, what are we talking about? What do you mean by damages? He's like a yid. The din is if a yid damages a goy, you're potter from paying. If your animal damages, you're potter from paying. If a goy damages you, by a yid, we look last week's parsha, the first three times of the time you pay half, and the fourth time is a mood, you pay the whole. If a goy damages a yid, the very first time he has to pay the whole. I mean, if a goy loses his gemara here, then I'm going to be very happy. Hey, what are you talking about?
About throwing the stone.
About the difference between a yid and a goy, or that as well.
I'm not sure if it's still alive. There's a guy called Mayo Tamale. He's a South African. He was the chief economist of the Bank of Israel. Funny, he was a big board. So he ran the Bechon Medechon in English. So he said, this is if we were a union. If we're a union, we make rules.
Protect the membership.
Is against people who are outside the union.
Okay. The Gemara, the halacha is if, where there's Eva and all those things. Okay. E name of the Nokhe Tura Didon. Le Tura Diday, we hit his cow. And we say he has been like a yid. Why? Le Malay, let me say to this child who's a Suffolk, I see Raya, you want my money? Bring me a Raya to your yid, Vishkail, and I take the money. Why are you forcing me to pay you? You're right. Lo, no, tzricha we needed the nachi tura d'day or tura d'don. His cow gored our cow, and I'm claiming, maybe a year ago you got to pay me the full amount. So what does this kid do? Palga mishalm. I'm no worse than any of you. They got to pay you half. The either palgi want the other half. Amaluhu. This kid says to this guy, I see rai the labi sron. No, you bring it either. I'm not a yid. Ve'etim l'chayin, I'll give you. Hadn't Allah psul nisas. It's interesting why the next blot in Gemara is a new pedig when it's mamish continuation of this whole sugi here. Never understood why. No, but it stops right afterwards. Then afterwards goes a whole new sugya. The new Perek should have been the Fitches. It's very hard to understand how it... anyway. Ha'isha shenis armala, a woman who became a widow. We're talking about disputes between husband and wife. Who do we believe? A woman became a widow. Ha'ishenis garsha, divorcee. He, I met, and now they're having a tainan. It's talking about he, I met, she tainan. There's no ksuva. Obviously, there's a ksuva. Just look what it's written there. I told you, in those days, most people didn't have a ksuva. It's a tanai bezin. Everyone knew that you have to pay out. She says, psula nesatani. When you married me, I was a psula. You owe me $200. But who I'm like, no, ki el almana nesaticha. I marry you a widow. Who remembers? He's been married for 25 years. Obviously, if she's a widow, he couldn't be arguing with her. It must be his children. Im yesh edim, if there were witnesses, she yotze behenuma, if there were witnesses that she wore what the normal psula wears, which is a hat that also covers like a partial veil, that covers part of her eyes, then if she ate them, they went to numa, that means obviously she's a psula. Her head is revealed that she had a hair long. They didn't put a sheitel on her head under the chuppah like some people do. They dafka did not, so people can see her walking to the chuppah with her hair down. They unbraided it and everything else, so people can see it had long hair. She had long hair. Then they knew it was a psula. Suvasa Masayim. Otherwise, not. There's a beautiful rush on this. We'll learn it the next day. You have to learn this rush. About looking at a girl's face.
This
unbelievable.
Is why you
yeah.
have to have wedding photos.
There's a rush.
To see if she has a
henuba. We'll see in a minute. And we'll see tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be some time. Rabbi says, they used to throw, like Lahavdil the Goyim, throw rice and all that. They used to throw toasted wheat. Still do today. Okay, so Chikloyes is toasted wheat. They used to throw toasted wheat. Is a raya what? And this is for the kids. So this is a raya that she's a psula. Then the Gemara Mishnah continues. Actually, we'll start continuing tomorrow. It's a new part.